Hi, I'm Amy Blum. I'm from the chemistry department, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about my research. What I do is I use viruses as templates for building designer nanomaterials. So why do I want to use viruses for this purpose? In terms of making things out of nanoscale components like nanoparticles or large molecules, we can do ordered monolayers if we have one component. We can get them to make nice crystals. They're very pretty. We can make random mixed monolayers where we can't control the positioning. But even the very simplest pattern, AB, AB, AB stripes, anything like that, we can't do. And in fact, most of the state-of-the-art in self-assembly right now would be recognizable by Michael Faraday, who first studied gold colloids in the 1850s. And so what we need are some new tools for self-assembly, and that's where the viruses come in. Viruses are great because you can get a large number of them very quickly. We can take advantage of 4 billion years of natural selection so that they're stable and chemically resistant. We can put components at specific locations that we know really well because a lot of these viruses have been crystallized and the exact sequence of amino acids is well known. And we can genetic engineer them to put amino acids where we want them to go. So that gives us a template where we can define chemically reactive spots on it and use that to control the position of things like nanoparticles and molecules and protein arrays. So what can we do with this? The one thing that also makes these viruses interesting is that they self-assemble themselves. And that kind of yellowish kind of pattern crystal thing, that is a self-assembled crystal of cowpea mosaic virus on a surface as seen by AFM. So each of those round spots is a virus. So we can make interesting structures on these viruses. We can then put them onto surfaces and have them self-assemble into more elaborate, larger scale structures. So what can we do with them? The first thing that I've done with these viruses is I took cowpea mosaic virus. It's an icosahedron. It looks like a soccer ball. I genetically engineered some reactive sites into it. And so I'm using this virus like a nanoscale breadboard, like a circuit board, like the green stuff on your motherboard in a computer. Then I took gold nanoparticles, bound them to my reactive sites. This is like solder balls to hold the components together. Then I took molecules that I was interested in studying and put them in between these gold nanoparticles. So now I took a 2 nanometer molecule and put it on a 30 nanometer virus. That makes it a much larger target, so I can actually come back and interrogate them with things like atomic force microscopy and actually make measurements of nanoscale circuits on these viruses. So what am I going to do now? What I do now in my lab is I use a different virus called tobacco mosaic virus, and it's more complicated and more interesting to me because you can isolate it out as either discs or rods, depending on the solution pH and ionic strength. And so I can make more interesting structures, not just little soccer balls. I can make tubes, I can make discs, and I can make rods. And so if you are interested in what I'm going to do with the tobacco mosaic virus, I'd be happy to talk about that with you over lunch. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.